Welcome back to the program. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Governor Rick Snyder this week holding a press conference on a novel idea to get Detroit's population back up, bring in more immigrants. It's a plan that U.S. Congressman Hanson Clark supports. To discuss the logistics of handling such an influx of new residents, I'm joined by him now. Welcome to the program, Congressman Clark.
Well, Michael, it's great to be on your show.
In the last decade, Detroit's population plummeted 25% and is now just over 700,000. And when we talk about bringing in more immigrants, is that tens or even hundreds of thousands of new residents?
Well, you know, this is how this country was founded. We're populated by immigrants. In fact, virtually all of us can trace our ancestors to some other country. You know, my mother's people likely came here against their will from Africa, but my dad was an immigrant whose dream was to come to America. He left British-ruled India to come here to Detroit and worked in the automobile plant. So that's what makes America strong. We invite the talents of people from all around the world, and they bring different perspectives and gifts. That's what's made our country strong. And also, I believe that's what can turn around the economy for Metro Detroit as well.
And if we really do look at numbers, would you anticipate something of the number of several hundred thousand to bring Detroit's population back to around a million?
Well, you know, I don't think we're setting any kind of quota at all, but here's the reality. It's that immigrants right now in Detroit have helped stabilize our neighborhoods and created great commercial areas in southwest Detroit. You know, many of the homes in that area were vacant because of foreclosure. Well, these were Latino immigrants that came in there to fix up these homes and stabilize the neighborhoods and all of the great businesses they've built and developed. In fact, that's one of the thriving neighborhoods in the city of Detroit because it has a great commercial strip. That was all spurred because of immigration.
What about current city residents? Isn't there likely to be some cultural friction when we're talking about a sudden influx of foreigners into the Motor City?
Well, you know, this is how this country was built. My dad was from India, and my mom being African-American, Native American. Well, they met each other because they all lived in the same area years ago in Detroit called Black Bottom when Detroit was segregated. That's how they met each other. So this is the American way. Different people from different backgrounds coming all to live together. That's what makes our country stronger. But let me address your point. I am working on modifying some of our immigration rules to allow immigrants to live in the U.S. when they invest money that will create jobs in Detroit. So there are certain immigrants that have the money and the business know-how to create a business, to fund a business that would create jobs, and I'm going to make it easier for them to get that business set up if they do it in Detroit and hire Detroiters.
In a sense, then, they would be required, then, to live within the city if they were to be part of this immigration program?
This would require the investor to invest in a business in Detroit that creates jobs in Detroit, you see. And there could be other cities around the state that are very economically hard hit that have lost, you know, a lot of people that have a horrendously high unemployment rate. Those are the areas that could be targeted.
You know, the governor now is focusing specifically on Detroit when it comes to this plan. And when you look at that city, there are many abandoned homes there. Are they really in habitable condition? I mean, is there really an infrastructure currently in place in the city to handle a sudden increase in population?
Well, you know, our city accommodated 2 million people easily. We have the land mass, we have the roads, the streets, and the sewers. We're perfectly situated. We can be redeveloped easily.
And how would a system like this work in a sense that immigrants are certainly eager to come to the U.S., and if we were to encourage them to live in the city of Detroit, would they be required to be there for a period of time, a year or so? What's your vision of how this would unfold?
Well, my vision is this, is twofold. Number one, those immigrants that can help create jobs for Detroiters and Metro Detroiters, let's give them an incentive to invest and open and run their business in Detroit, number one. So that's what I would like to do. Secondly, let's not have federal officials hassle people unnecessarily or profile them just on their physical appearance, because that's what chases immigrants away from an area. We don't have to actively, you know, have some kind of quota system to bring in people. We just need to make the environment inviting for people to come in and live comfortably with peace of mind.
Well, that is another factor when you're looking at bringing more immigrants into Detroit, because immigrant advocacy groups are concerned and have pointed to incidents of harassment by immigration and customs enforcement agents in the city. The department says it's investigating those incidents, but how serious of a matter is this, and what can really be done at a city or state level to keep this from happening?
Oh, it's very serious. When you have parents who are taking their kids to school and they're being followed by federal agents and for, you know, really very little substantial reasons to do that. When we have U.S. citizens who are pulled over in their car and harassed by immigration officials, see, that really discourages immigrants from wanting to live in an area. They don't want to go through that kind of hassle. And we're talking about every American should have the benefit of equal constitutional rights. That's the right not to be hassled by your government unnecessarily and unfairly. So all we're just saying is we want everybody to receive the same protection. If you do that, then people will want to come in the city and live in the city. And then on top of it, attract those immigrants who can create jobs for Metro Detroiters. And then you'll be able to increase the tax base in the city of Detroit. But the issue is this. Make the neighborhoods inviting for people generally. And immigrants and non-immigrants will want to live there.
I mean, is Detroit that kind of a city that's inviting to immigrants at this point?
It has a lot of potential. But we've got to improve our schools. We need to help make our streets safer. We need not to hassle people who are here just because of how they look, or they may speak with an accent, or because of their name. So we have a lot of work to do, but this is still the greatest country on earth, and Detroit has the greatest potential. I mean, it was only a few decades ago that we were the arsenal of democracy that saved this world from fascism. Well, I believe if we invest in Metro Detroit, we can build up our manufacturing capacity again, and that can strengthen the entire U.S. economy by building some of the best products that can be sold worldwide again.
You know, when you're talking about bringing in people that have money to create jobs into the city, you know, that's different than increasing the population of the city, which would typically involve a larger number of people that probably don't have the funding to do such a thing. What's the approach when it comes to the program? Are we ultimately looking to increase the population and bring a mass amount of people and immigrants into the city?
Immigrants want to come to this country because of the American dream. And immigrants are willing to take risks. That's why typically, even if they don't have any money, they'll find a way to make a living. They'll be willing to do the hard work and take the risk to create a business, to start a business, to hire people. We just need to make Metro Detroit an inviting place for people generally to live. And we'll attract people back. We'll attract the investment because we've got the roads, the streets, we have the sewers, we have the best engineering talent around to build the best products. We have a great research university in Wayne State University that can partner with Michigan State and U of M. We've got everything we need to have a great, strong economy. We just need to pull it together, and that's what I'm working on doing right now.
So finally, to initiate this kind of a program, is that going to be done on the federal level, or is that something that can be handled on the state level?
I think every aspect of government needs to be coordinated and needs to focus on making Detroit a great place for families to live in. So good schools, safe neighborhoods, not harassing people because they may appear to come from another country. These are all basic rights that all Americans should have. So we keep working on that. We'll attract investment and we'll attract jobs. But you have to be focused on it, and I am.
U.S. Congressman Hanson Clark, thank you for joining me, Congressman.
You're very welcome. Take care.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.